Would you really like to give you this permission? You've got an extra bonus in there because the tall man that you get stuck to the other day, he's not going to get a look for you.
No.
You missed him.
I'm sorry I missed him. All right, Rabbo, so we're on Daf Beis Amid Beis. And we're looking at the sugya of Stama Lishma. The Gemara is trying to come up with a source for the din of Stama Lishma. So we're going to start from Elami Ha. See if you can find that. Elami Ha, the first two words in the line, it's kind of almost in the middle of the daf. So we have Elami Ha?
Yeah,
we have. Okay. So the Gemara now quotes a Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim, which is on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Now, B'li Neder, after we make some progress in the Sugya and in Rashi and Tosis, I'd like to go back to the Mishnah itself and the Gemara there in Masechta Pesachim. And I actually have a photocopy somewhere here, which hopefully I'll find when it's relevant. It's not relevant now, but it'll come up soon. And see the sugya inside. Tisnat. The Mishnah says the following. This Mishnah is also quoted here in Zvachim on Daf Yud Gimel. And we're talking about a Pesach, which is, if you recall, one of the two exceptions to the rule that's formulated by our Mishnah that Shalo Lishma Shinu Kodesh is still kosher, El Shalo Olo Labailun. Pesach and Chatos, if you remember, are the two exceptions. So if the Shechita of either a Pesach or a Chatos was Shalo Lishma, then the Karban is possible. And by the way, when I say...
From a Pesach to somebody else? Or from somebody to a Pesach?
Yeah, you have a Pesach in front of you. It's time to bring the Korban Pesach. He went ahead and he shechted the Korban Pesach. But he had in mind L'shem Ola, let's say. L'shem Shlomim, whatever he had in mind. So in such a case, the Korban is possible. That much we know from our Mishnah. But the Mishnah in Pesachim goes beyond and discusses a situation in which the Machsheves HaKohen was much more complicated. And here's the example, Ketzad. What's an example of a psul of Shalo Lishma? So he says the following, Lishman v'Shalo Lishman. He has both a Machsheva Lishma and simultaneously a Machsheva of Shalo Lishma. The Mishnah actually spells it out for us. What is the case of Lishman and Shalom Lishman Ketzad? L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlom. Now before we see the Gemara's proof, let's just understand that he has two machshavos which are contradictory one to the other. If somehow we could null and void the Kavanah Shalom Lishma, then the Korban would be kosher. But the Mishnah says, no, we can't void and discredit the Shalo Lishma, and therefore the Shalo Lishma, in this case L'shem Shlomim, registers and passes the Korban. And now the Gemara is going to use this Mishnah and analyze it to prove the law of Mistama, that Mistama is kosher. How do we see that? Taima, the reason why the Mishnah did the Mishnah have to give an example of a psul, where he says l'shem Pesach l'shem Shlomim, leave that out. Ha l'shem Pesach, and then v'stama, that also should be possible. Do you hear the Gemara's question? Why is it that the Mishnah, in order to establish that the Korban is possible, had to say that he had a Kavanah L'shem Shlomim, which is Shalo Lishma? Why not just simply say that he didn't have a Kavanah, and therefore it's considered shalom lishma. In other words, the only way you could justify this middle case, right? So let's set up two extremes and then the middle case. One extreme would be where he had a machsheves lishma from the beginning to end. That's kosher. The other extreme would be he had a machsheves shalom lishma from beginning to end. That's possible. In the middle, the Mishnah comes up with a case where he started with the machsheves lishma and then he tried to replace it with the machsheves shalom lishma, and that's going to be possible. Why do you need that? Since the extreme case, the ideal case in which the carbon is kosher is when he had what?
Lishma.
Lishma and lishma, if you follow what I mean, he had a machsheves lishma from beginning to end. Then the flip side of that would be where he didn't have a machsheves lishma from beginning to end. He started with the machsheves lishma and then he dropped the ball and he had no machshava whatsoever. And in the absence of a machshava, which is called mistama, we should assume shalol lishma. Why is it shalol lishma? Because the Torah requires lishma. And he didn't have a shalol lishma. Let me explain this Gemara right now according to the Brisker Rav. Forget, there's another Shita which is the Karen Ora, but just for the sake of simplicity. So the Brisker Rav, which I think if he was here in the room, this is what he would say. He would say the following. Is there a positive requirement to lishma? And that would mean that mistama is like shalol lishma, because you didn't, in the case of mistama, you didn't have that positive. Or no, there's a new din called the machshava poselus of shalol lishma, but stama, where you didn't have a machshava lishma, the carbon is kosher in the absence of a machshava lishma. So now the Gemara wants to prove the second possibility that we just mentioned, namely that mistama lishma, and only if he had a positive machshava poselus of shalol lishma, then it undermines the carbon. How do I prove that to you? Why did the Mishnah have to say that he had a machsheves shalol lishma at the end of his avoda? Why didn't the Mishnah just say the following? He started on the right foot, and then he dropped the ball. He had no kavana whatsoever, no lishma. That's what's called what? Stoma, and the carbon should be pasul. Alma, you see, that stoma kilishma dami. In other words, that there's no such thing as a psul of stoma. On the contrary, stoma is considered lishma. So had he said nothing, had he done nothing to change his original machshava, let's say he had an empty brain, if you want to call it that, then the carbon would have been kosher. Why is the carbon here possible? Because he went from lishma to what? To shalol lishma. So the Gemara says, Dilma shiny hasan. You have no proof from that Mishnah. Why? The Omar, meaning we will present the following principle, the following thesis, Kala Ose Aldas Rishona Hu Ose. In other words, since he began his avoda, let's say he began his shechita, for example, right, with a machsheves lishma, then we assume that his machsheves lishma carries through throughout his what? His entire shechita. It's not like a case of stoma. Stoma means where from the beginning until the end he had nothing in his mind. He didn't have a machshava. In that case, maybe stoma is not kilishma, but rather it's like shalol lishma. He didn't have a positive lishma. Who says that you can prove from here that stoma kilishma dami? Yeah, in this case, I could certainly accept that stoma kilishma. As a general rule, universally, I would say stoma shalol lishma. And you need to provide a lishma. Here, you provided the lishma at the beginning of your shechita, and that itself carries over throughout the entire shechita, because aldas, kola os aldas rishona hu oseh. Then the Gemara says, elami seifa. I'm going to prove it to you from the seifa of the Mishnah. The seifa of the Mishnah says the following. That shalol lishma ulishman, what happens if his first machshava in this case was shalol lishma, and then afterwards he had a machshava of lishma, in this case the carbon is pasul? In other words, he started with a machshava l'shem shlamin, and then he had a machshava l'shem pesach. Why is the carbon pesach? Why is the carbon pasul? Says Gemara, taima di amar l'shem shlamin l'shem pesach. Because he made this declaration of L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, that was his original intention. And therefore we have what? We have a Machshava Poselus, a Machshava Shalol Lishma. However, Ha Stama, if he wouldn't have had that definite Machshava of L'shem Shlomim, then the carbon would be kosher. Says Gemara, Dilma Shama Yosef, that too is no proof. The honor, because we have a principle, Yochiach Sofa Al Tchiloso, that we're going to go backwards. We're going to say that if he didn't have anything in his mind initially, then we're going to assume that since he ended up at the end of the process with the Machshavas Lishma, with the Shem Pesach, then at the beginning of the process he also had a Machshavas Lishma. So what we're saying is the following. In a pure case of Stoma, where we didn't have any machshava either direction, whether it be shalom lishma or lishma, in such a case it could be very possible that the korban is possible. Our Mishnah wants to establish that there may be a situation where mistama is kosher, and that would be in a case where he had a machshavas lishma, and then it was mistama, and that would be ochiach Tchilas ad sofo, or he started with his stomach and then he had a machshavas lishma at the end, and the machshavas lishma at the end is going to be mochiach sofo al tchilas. So when we have sofo, when we have al dais rishona who oser, then the initial machshavas lishma is going to carry over throughout. And even though I hold stoma lav kiddushma dummy, or alternatively, if he ends up with he starts with the stoma, but he ends up with the lishma, that's going to be kosher. And therefore, the Mishnah wants to tell us it's only going to be possible when he had a machshavas shelo lishma explicitly, because otherwise, we could always add to the picture these two principles, any one of these two principles of either al das rishonu osa or hochiach sofa al tchiloso. And in those cases, then I don't need to enter into the issue of mistama lishma or shalom lishma. Even if mistama shalom lishma, this is a case of lishma based on aldas rishonu oseh. He started with a lishma and then he had a mistama, or he started with a mistama and he ended with lishma, and that's hochiach sofo al tchilos. Now at this point, Rabosai, we want to throw in a Rashi into the equation. If you take a look at Rashi, he says the following. What was the original proof of the Gemara? The Gemara had a case of L'shem Pesach and L'shem Shlomim. Right? What was the first case again? I just want to go Keseder here. The first case was Lishma and then Shalom Lishma? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Check me out on that. Lishma and then Shalom Lishma. So the Gemara says the following. That, again, this is the Havami to try to prove that Mistama is Lishma. That if it wasn't Lishma and then Shalom Lishma, but rather it was Lishma and then Mistama, the Karma would be kosher. Right? The only case where, I'm going back to the Havamina. The only case where the Mishnah apostles the Karban is when he had, after the Lishma, he had a Shalom Lishma. Correct? But had it been Mistama after the Lishma, then it would be kosher. This before the Gemara knows Al Das Rishonu also, correct? So we don't know that principle. So the Gemara says that how can you tell me he finished it up with no Machshava in a Mistama situation, and the carbon is kosher? The only way you can justify that is if you assume Mistama Lishma. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says the following. Hol L'shem Pesach Ustama. If it hadn't been that he ended up with a Machshava of L'shem Shlomim, but rather he ended up without any Machshava at all, apparently the carbon would be kosher. Oh, says Rashi, Shalochishev achrov l'shem shlomim. Only in the case where he had a second machshava of what? Of l'shem shlomim, which is called shalom lishma, then the carbon is possible. But if he didn't follow up with a machshava of shalom lishma, he had no machshava whatsoever, then it's kosher. The afal gav, now take a look at this, the sof shchita stama ishtachit. In other words, he did the shchita, or more accurately, the sof shchita with a mistama. Now, take a look at what's going on over here. When we talk about lishma and then shalom lishma, or in the Havamina of the Gemara, lishma and then mistama, yesh lachkar, what's going on? Is it that he started, for example, the shchita lishma, and then when he got up to the zrika, he decides to do the Zrika L'shem Shlomim? Again, I could have mentioned the Kabbalah Sadam, the Halacha Sadam, it's not important. That would be a machsheves shalolishma in a different avoda. That would be one possibility. The other possibility would be to say that within the same avoda, he had these two situations. He had machsheves, again, I'm talking about now lishma and shalolishma. He had a machsheves lishma, and then he followed up in the same avoda with either a stoma or a shalolishma. Which one of those two approaches does Rashi, you know, he's waving the banner of which of those two approaches?
The second one.
Because Rashi says that the mistoma was in the Sof Shechita. Now, we're going to ask a few questions here, but basically we want to understand what is pressing Rashi to interpret in this way. We're going to see that Tosfos is going to take a different approach, and Tosfos has very strong, he's very heavily compelled to take a different approach, that we're talking about two different avodos.
Maybe he wants to avoid the machlokes
between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so let's I'm just, Zev, you know everything, but I don't know anything, so I'm building it up. No, but you're right, everything you said is correct. I'm just leading up to that. Did you get new glasses, by the way?
My glasses went into servicing.
Oh, I see. So this is the original. Okay, I was going to say to Scottish, you know. All right. So Rabosai, let's take a look at Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Ha. So if you're counting Tosfos in, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Am I right? So 4 Tosfos down from the top of the page. He says the following: Ha l'shem Pesach Ustama Kosher, right? The diuk of the Gemara is that had he started with L'shem Pesach and then he shifted over to Stoma, obviously the Korban would be kosher in that case, because the Mishnah was compelled to introduce a Sof Machshava Shalol Lishma, meaning L'shem Shlomim, in order to justify the Psul. Had it not been a Machshava L'shem Shlomim, but rather a Stoma, the Korban would have been kosher. Pirish B'Kuntris, the Sof Shechita Stoma Ish techit v'tema kevon di omar b'tchilas shchita l'shem Pesach. Interesting, di omar, because that's Tosfos l'shitaso, that all machshavah posel has to be amira, but that's not for us today. But he started by declaring that he's shechting l'shem what? L'shem Pesach. V'chi, this is like a rhetorical question. V'chi called Shah Yeshlo Lidaber Ad Sheyigmar Shechitaso. You may remember that I dramatized this with a trip to the bakery on Erev Pesach, or I don't mean Erev Pesach literally, but before Pesach when they're baking matzahs. So have you ever seen it? I mean, you really have to wear earplugs if your eardrums are sensitive to loud noise. You know. Nowadays at weddings, you know, a lot of people come with earplugs, right? So when you go to a bakery, you might want to supply yourself with earplugs, since they run around yelling, L'shem Matzis Mitzvah, L'shem Matzis Mitzvah. But Tosfos sort of laughs at it. Tosfos says, you started L'shem Matzis Mitzvah, Gidukshon. Say it once and go home. You don't have to yell and scream, L'shem this, L'shem that, from the beginning to the end. So what does Rashi mean when he says that he started the Shechita and he declared that I'm Shechting L'shem Pesach L'shma? And now Rashi says, wait a minute, he dropped the ball, and when he got to the Sof Shechita, he did not continue to yell and scream, I'm doing it for the sake of a Korban Pesach. And that sets up a whole issue of Stoma, which the Gemara Na'amin thinks Stoma is Kilishma, and the Gemara in the Maskana says, no, Stoma is Shalol Lishma. But we can apply the principle of Aldaita Rishona, who also says Tosfos, I mean, the very premise that otherwise this Rashi, that from the beginning of Shechita until the end of Shechita, you have to make this declaration of Lishma, that's ridiculous, says Tosfos. We never heard such a thing. Therefore, I'm adding a word here, therefore, Nira Lefarish, Dibishtei Avodos Airi. Not like Rashi, we're not talking about Shechita, the beginning of Shechita, the end of Shechita, we're talking about two different Avodos. Kigon, he gives an example, the Shochit L'shem Pesach, the Kibel Stam. In other words, the Din of Lishma, let's assume according to, let's say, the Maskanas HaGemara. I don't mean the final Maskanas HaGemara, but I mean the Maskanas HaGemara in this particular Keta, is that Mistamish Alo Lishma. What we're saying is that if you need Lishma, then you need Lishma in every single Avoda. And every Avoda, so to speak, stands on its own two feet as an independent entity and requires a Lishma. So even though he had a declaration of Lishma at the time of the Shechita, he needs another declaration of Lishma, if you hold Mistama Lo Lishma, at the time of the next Avoda, let's say the Kabbal Sadan. And if he failed to do so, then we're going to have to apply the principle of Mistama Kishalo Lishma. And yet, from the diuk of the Mishnah, it would seem that if he was quiet when he got to the second avod, let's say the Kabbal Sadam, and therefore it was a Mistama situation, the Kabbal would have been kosher. It's only because when he got to the Kabbalah, he made a declaration, L'shem Shlomim. And that was the diuk of the Gemara. So now we're up to the word Umihu. Okay, are we together now? I would press the return button here. This Umihu is a whole new paragraph. In other words, to summarize the point that we're up to as an introduction for this Umihu, we could say the following, that there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosus here about the case of Lishma and Shalo Lishma, whereas Rashi understands that Lishma and Shalo Lishma took place in the same Avoda. Tosus understands that that's impossible. It had to be two separate avodas, because if it was the same avoda, Tosa says, why would he have to indicate Lishma within the same avoda? He already indicated his Lishma at the beginning of the avoda. The avoda from beginning to end doesn't require a positive statement of Lishma. Therefore, Al-Kochenu says, Tosa, we have to assume that the question of the Shalo Lishma, the Mistama, is in a separate avoda. And all that is good, says Tosa, until we see a Gemara in Masechta Pesachim. So what I'd like to do now, because I'm not assuming that everybody here has a Gemara Pesachim, I do have one copy to give you. So anybody who wants to take the Gemara, otherwise I have photocopies. See, I don't know how many copies I made. Okay, does somebody want to take this Gemara? Just anybody going once, going twice? Okay. Okay. So what you're looking at here should be Dafnen Nun Tes Amid Beis. And I'm hoping that's the first of your two pages. Is that good? Nun Tes Amid Beis. And this is the Sugya of Rav Papa, otherwise known as Boy Rav Papa, the Boyle of Rav Papa. And Rav Papa is attached to the Mishnah. There's no chatzitza here between the Mishnah and Rav Papa. The Mishnah has established, as we saw, if he starts the Shechita Shalo Lishma, and then he goes on to Lishma. Okay, that's the part of the Mishnah that we have to focus on. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. Or Shalo Lishmo and Lishmo. Keep in mind that the Mishnah, as we saw already in the past, the Mishnah has it in both directions. Either he started with the Machshavas Lishma, or he ended with the Machshavas Lishma. In either sequence, the Karbonis Pasul, Ketzad, what's the case of Lishmo, Shalo Lishmo? That's the case where you started with Lishma. Is Lishem Pesach, Lishem Shlamim? What's the case in the Sefer of Shalo Lishmo and then Lishmo, where you switch around the sequence? He started with Shalo Lishmo, that's L'shem Shlomim and L'shem Pesach. And that leads us to Boi Rav Papa. Now if you take a look, again, I have two things open in front of me. I have our Gemara Zvachim with the Tosa Daf Beis and Beis. I have the Gemara Pesachim open on the Testament Beis. If you take a quick peek in Tosfos here in Zvachim, he says, Umiyu v'perek tamid mishchad mi boile. And he doesn't Mibaywan, he doesn't tell you who it is, but it's Rav Papa. Okay. Iba Voda Achastran Obishte Avodos or Bishte Avodos. Now, Tosfos is going to point out that one of the two possibilities of Rav Papa reflects what we see here in Rashi and Zvachim. That's called Bavoda Achas. Because if you remember, Rashi says that the Lishmo and the Shalom Lishmo, or the Shalom, or the Lishmo and then the Stoma, was in Shechita. It was in beginning of Shechita and ending of Shechita. So that's called Avoda Achas. Okay? So basically, it looks like Tosfos is now giving a little credit to Rashi. You know, after smashing Rashi, so to speak, to smithereens, now he says, but you should know that according to Rav Papa, in one side in his Ibailahu, Rashi is right, that we're talking about Avoda Achas. Again, now Tosfos is going to be, you know, having defended Rashi, he's going to go back, you know, make the full circuit and now go back to his original question. So what does it mean? Avoda Achas, you have to yell and scream that you're Lishma from the beginning of the Avoda to the end of the Avoda? And he says, Afilu Titzlom L'Shem Pesach U'Stoma Posel Afilu Hochi Ein Tzach L'Dabra Kol Shah El Shebitchila Shechita Yom HaShosa Kol HaShechita L'Shem Shechita HaPesach. Alright, this is interesting. And Tosfos wants to, you know, he sort of backtracks a little bit from his original tema, his original amazement, and he says, you know what? You have to make a declaration at the beginning of the Shechita that the entire Shechita is going to be Lishma. In the absence of that declaration, if you just said, well, I'm starting the Shechita Lishma, that's all you said, but you didn't go out of your way to mention that the entire Shechita should be Lishma, then we're going to have a problem because we're not sure whether or not you Taka continued with the Lishma. Alright, we'll see if we can pick that up later. But what I really want to do now is to try to analyze the Suffolk Rav Papa. Okay, so you have the Gemara in Suffolk. Boy Rav Papa. Be avoda achas tnan o b'shtei avodas tnan. What's the pshat in the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah talking about one avoda or two avodas? Okay, so let's take the following example. If at the time of the Shechita he had a machshava of both L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Shlomim, that's called Be'avoda Achas, or no, that's not, according to the second Pshat in Rav Papa, that's not what the Mishnah has in mind. What he had in mind, what the Mishnah has in mind, is that at the time of, let's say, Shechita, he had in mind L'Shem Pesach, or at the time of, let's say, Kabbal Saddam, he had in mind L'Shem Pesach, and then when he got to the time, the moment of Zrika, he had in mind to be Zorek for the purpose of a Karban Shlomim. That's called Shtei Avodos. But that's just the technicality. That's just sort of like the outer covering or kernel that, you know, of Rav Papa, the technicality of mechanics. But the Gemara now goes on to explain the repercussions and the significance of these two possibilities. And the Gemara says the following. Let me just give a word of introduction. What motivates Rav Papa here, in and the significance and the, you know, the impact of this Safed, this Ibailahu, is the following. If you have a machlokes, and here we're going to talk about a machlokes tanoim, then if the Mishnah doesn't qualify and express, you know, and attach a formulation to a name, which is called the Stoma, again, not to say the Stoma Lishma, so then, if all things are equal, our best option is to assume that the Mishnah reflects a unanimous opinion. And the reason why Rav Papa is facing a challenge here in establishing what would have been the most comfortable approach to this Mishnah, namely that the Mishnah is unanimous, is because of a certain sheet of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir has the following sheet, that when you have two machshavos hasosros, in other words, the man declares X and then he rescinds his original declaration, then we have a principle according to Rabbi Meir called Tfos Lashon Rishon. Mitch, you once asked me, I think, about the talk, what's called Chazara Tokhidei Dibur. So maybe, Mirz Hashem, today maybe we'll be able to address it. not at the beginning of the shiur, but maybe at the end of the shiur. But in any event, Rabbi Meir suspends the principle of Toch Kidei Dibur and Chazara and replaces it with the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon. Now, if that be the case, then at the face of it, our Mishnah is antithetical to Rabbi Meir, because our Mishnah says that if he started with Lishma, he would still passel the Karban by finishing it up Shalo Lishma. Again, we're going to see in a minute the difference between two Avodas and one Avodah, but just to get the skeleton here, what Rav Papa is facing here, thorn in his side is that Rabbi Meir, what's going on over here? If the Mishnah were to say he started with Shalo Lishma and then he proceeded to Lishma, that I can understand. Then the carbon is possible, even according to Rabbi Meir. But if the Mishnah is talking about a case, as it says explicitly, where he started with the Machshavas Lishma, that's the ratio of this part of the Mishnah, and then he had a Shalo Lishma, and the Mishnah passels the Karban, that seems to be antithetical to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And Rav Papa here is looking to see if there's any way we can come up with an interpretation of the Mishnah that could reflect even the Shita of Rabbi Meir, which would mean that it's universally accepted, which would be the most comfortable way of going with a Stam Mishnah. So Gemara analyzes this. Be'avoda achas tnan. Now, if there's an avoda achas, then we have to ask ourselves the following question. What is his machshava in a case of avoda achas? Meaning, his machshava, whether it's l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim, is going to impact on that single avoda. Here's where Rabbi Meir's principle would come to the fore. There's no way of looking at one avoda and reconciling the following two machshavas, l'shem Pesach and l'shem Shlomim. And therefore that produces what we call shtei machshavos hasosro zu'ezu. In which case, once you press that button, Rabbi Meir says on the screen, tfos lashon rishon. And then our Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir. That's not so tragic, because Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Meir. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah can be attributed to Rabbi Yossi, the Omar, af bigmar dvarav adam nitpas. That Rabbi Yossi says that we have to consider both machshavas. Again, it's still not talking to the Dibur Chazar. What Rabbi Yossi is saying is that both machshavos are chal simultaneously. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to recite all Aseret HaDibros, the Dibur Echad. So we don't have the capability of saying two things at the same time. So therefore, we have to say one and then the other in sequence. But what we really want to do is we really want to say both at the same time. So here's the case. A man has in front of him, there's a Mishnah in Tvura Cafe, he has three animals in front of him. One is a carbon ola, the other is a carbon chatos, and the third is a behemas chulin. And he wants this behemas chulin to become, what word should I use? A schizophrenic behema, and it should be both an ola and a chatos at the same time. Now the Gemara in Tvura is going to raise the question, what do you do in such a case? Let's say he was successful and he made it into an ola and a chatos, but ola has its dinim and chatos has its. So the Gemara says, Yirat she yistayv, and then they sell it and they take half the dom and they buy a korban ola, with the other half of the money they buy a korban chatos. But be that as it may, what did the man say? He looked at the karban, at the behemas chulin, and he said to the behemas chulin, harezu tmuras ola, harezu tmuras shlom. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, and he says, af begmar dvarav adam nitfas, the man wanted to say both, it's humanly impossible, but we have to consider as if he said both simultaneously, and therefore the karban now becomes both shlomim, both ola and chatos. comes along Rabbi Meir and he says, no, these are shtei machshavos hasosro zuzu, and therefore we're going to apply the principle of tfos, losh, and rishon. So whereas Rabbi Yossi is willing to say that he meant both, and therefore it's as if he said both, and both will be chal, Rabbi Meir on the other hand will say tfos, losh, and rishon. Says Rav Papa, the Nafkamina, in addition to the issue of Tmura, where Rabbi Meir would say that this animal becomes an Ola, and Rabbi Yossi will say the animal becomes both an Ola and a Shlomen, paradoxically, there's another Nafkamina in the case of a Korban Pesach, in which he said L'shem Pesach and then L'shem Shlomen. Now, if he said L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomen in one Avoda, that means, according to Rabbi Yossi, he wants to create a double lishma, so to speak. I mean, a lishma and a shalom lishma, l'shem pesach l'shem and l'shem shalom. This is exactly identical to the case of harezu tuus ol harezu tuus chatos, where the contradictory machshavas indicate that he wants both. Now, if he wants both, then that validates his second machshava. What was the second statement?
Shlomen.
L'shem shlomen. That means the carbon is possible. And now the Mishnah reflects the Shita Rabbi Yossi fix, as we say. But if, on the other hand, in Shnei Machshavos Asosros, Biavoda Achas, we apply the principle of Rabbi Meir, namely Tfos, Losh, and Rishon, the carbon would be what? Would be kosher. So we have a double nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. The first nafkamina would be Arezu Tvuras Ola. Tmuras, I said Chatos, actually the case in the Gemara is Tmuras Shlomim, it doesn't matter. According to Rabbi Yossi, after Gemara Dvar of Adam Nifas, and therefore the Behemah becomes both Ola and Shlomim simultaneously. And Rabbi Meir is going to say, no, Tfos, Losh, and Rishon, and the animal remains a Korban Ola. Another Nafkamina is going to be Harei Zeh Pesach, L'shem Pesach, Harei Zeh L'shem L'shem Shlomim. According to Rabbi Yossi, the carbon will be possible, and according to Rabbi Meir, the carbon will be kosher. That's all if you assume Bavoda Achas. Rav Papa is a little bit uncomfortable about it. And again, just finishing up the reading of the Gemara, he says, "De'i Rabbi Meir ha'omer tfos loshen rishon." Okay, now we turn to Daf Samach Omer Aleph. At this point, Rav Papa wants to introduce another possibility that would allow the Mishnah to be reflective of both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Now, how can Rabbi Meir agree that if he started with a machshava of L'shem Pesach, the karma will become possible? After all, Tfos, Losh, and Rishon. So he says, B'shtei avodos tnan, v'afilu l'Rabbi Meir d'yom Tfos, Losh, and Rishon, hani mili b'avoda achas, al b'shtei avodos mod Rabbi Meir de Mifsal. Here, even Rabbi Meir is going to say that we have to register not just his first machshava, but also his second machshava. In other words, basically we neutralize the application of the principle of shtei machshavas hasosros. Shtei machshavas hasosros only applies when they are an absolute collision, because you're doing one thing, and we have to know if what you're doing, the action that you're doing, is A or B. You're contradicting yourself in one thing, and therefore A becomes primary tfos, losh, and rishon. But if there are two different machshavos related to two different pa'ulos, on the one hand he's doing shchito or kabbalah, and on the other hand he's doing zrika, then he can have one machshava in shchito and another machshava in zrika. And that's not called shtei machshavas asosro zuzu, and therefore even Rabbi Meir could agree that both machshavas register, which means that he started with l'shem pesach, and then he ended with l'shem shlomen. He did the first avoda l'shem pesach, he did the second avoda, or the last avoda, l'shem shlomen. Each machshava now registers vis-a-vis that avoda, and that's going to passel the karbon under the law of shalom l'shma, which is a psul in pesach. And that's because he did an avodah shalom l'shma. He doesn't have to do all four avodah shalom l'shma. If he does one of the four avodah shalom l'shma, that passes the carbon pesach. And in this case, even Rav Meir would agree to Shtei Avodos, that the Shelo Lishma at the time of Zrika is going to passel the Korban. Now let's take a look at Rashi on the top of Daf Samach Amud Aleph. So Rashi says the following: O Dilma b'shtei avodos tnan, achas chishev lishmo, u'bishnia shelo lishmo. So far, so good. So he did one avod l'shem Pesach and another avod l'shem Shlom. V'hocha. Leka lemeima, we cannot apply the principle of Rabbi Meir, Tfos Rosh and Rishon, Sharei Arba'asan, all four Avodos, I would have dropped the Nun here at the end of that word, Arba'as Havodos, or Arba'asan, or whatever. Arba'asan Havodos, Chashuvos, Zukizu. In other words, each one stands independent to the other one. Each Avodah is Chashuv. And what's the, how does that chashivas express itself? Li posel lifsol es hazevach biachas mihen. In other words, machshava poselus, in this case shelo lishma, would posel any one of these avodos in and of itself. Afil Rabbi Meir mifsal. So Rashi again indicates the significance of each avodah as an independent machshir or posel, meaning if he has the right machshava, that's good. If he has the wrong machshava, that's very bad and it apostles the karma. And even Rabbi Meir would now suspend the principle of Tfos Loshen Rishon. Because Tfos Loshen Rishon means that there's a battle here. You know, two people trying to conquer the same hill. But are there two hills? You know, so Reuven could conquer this hill and Shimon that one. So in the case of two avodos, there's a Shelo Lishma here and a Lishma here, and it doesn't matter which sequence, even if he started with the Lishma, it doesn't matter. There's another Avod, and that was done Shelo Lishma L'shem Shlomin. Masha Enkin, if he was doing one Shechita, then Rabbi Meir's principle would kick in, and the Machlok Shin Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir would apply, because now there are two people vying for the same spot on top of the hill, meaning is this Avodah, call it Shechita if you will, being done L'shem Pesach or L'shem Shlomin? And Rabbi Meir says there's a definite answer to this question. It's not both, it's either or, and in the either or we take the first one and Tfos Loshon Rishon. So that's going to be the case of Avodah Achas. And in the context of Avodah Achas, Rabbi Meir is going to say that the Karban is kosher. Now we go back to our Tosus here in Masechtas Brachot. We're pretty well oriented and we understand the sugya in Tamid Nishchat. Umiyu, he says, in the middle of this Tosus Ha, the perek tamid nishchat mi boilon iba voda achas tan o b'shte avodos. The avoda achas hainu kidapirish hakutris. Rashi, if you remember, said that l'shem pesach l'shem shlomim was all in one shchita, and the mistama case was he started the shchita with l'shem pesach, and then it was mistama. Tosus initially found that intolerable, but now Tosus has to backtrack a bit because he has to admit that the Gemara does suggest such a possibility. Apparently the Gemara, because Rav Papa never got up and said, well, how can it be b'avoda achas? If he started l'shma, he doesn't have to yell and scream that the entire avoda from beginning to end is done l'shma. That objection does not appear anywhere in the Gemara of Rav Papa. Apparently that objection is incorrect. And therefore, avodah achas means that you certainly can assume that a beginning of an avodah with a machshava doesn't necessarily impact on the sof avodah. And you're going to need lishma, and you have to avoid shelo lishma in the entire avodah from beginning to end. So it's like splitting the atom. You feel me? The avodah achas here is the atom, but we can split the atom. Isn't that true? That's after Einstein, or has nothing to do with Einstein? E equals MC squared, no?
Nothing to do with Einstein.
Nothing to do with Einstein, okay. I thought Einstein was the one who prepared for the splitting of the atom. That's what I thought. He prepared the theory for the splitting of the atom. That's how I was taught as a child. Nobody was taught that? Just me? All right, well, Google it. Google it and see if splitting of the atom, if Einstein comes up on your Google. I didn't Google it. I don't know what's going to come up and what's... Anyway... So now we're going to split the avodah. and we're going to take one avoda, and we're going to say that you have to have lishma at the beginning of the avoda, and you have to have lishma at the end of the avoda. And therefore, what the Gemara says here in Masechta Zvachim, according to Rashi, is that if he started the avoda with L'shem Pesach, he continued the avoda L'shem Shlomim, that's going to be a problem. And in the case of Mistama, if you hold Mistama Shalom L'shma, he did not have the proper Kavana B'sof Shechit of L'shma, and therefore the Karban would be possible because Stama Shalom L'shma. But from the fact that the Mishnah says that he continued and he completed the avoda L'shem Shlomim, apparently if he had continued and completed the avoda with nothing in his mind, Mistama, the Karban would be kosher, and that's going to prove that Mistama Kilishma Damya. And then Tosa says, but what about I was yelling and screaming at the beginning here that, you know, he started Lishma, does he have to, he has to declare Lishma for the entire avoda, for the entire Shrita? He says, Afilim Titzalom L'shem Pesach V'stom Apostle, meaning according to that day, I don't know, we don't actually have a name for this opinion, but it's certainly the adversary who lurks in the shadows here throughout this entire sugya, who holds that Mistama would be possible, but nevertheless, it doesn't mean that he has to yell and scream from the rooftops Lishma from the beginning of the avoda till the end of the avoda. Ain't talk l'dabra kol shah. Ella, but what we will require is, in order to supply Lishma at the end of the avoda, is that b'tchilas hashchita yomar, he should make a declaration sha'osa kol hashchita l'shem Pesach. So Tosis in the end completely backs off from his original position. And what motivates him to do so? The Gemara of Rapapa, and specifically the possibility of Bavoda Achas. Okay. Now, Rashi uses the term, if you go back to Rashi again, Sof Shechita. You see that in Rashi? The phrase Sof Shechita. So Tosis says, those words in Rashi are supported by Rav Papa when he says Avoda Achas. So we're going to split the Avoda quantitatively, if you're following me. In other words, there's a Tchilas HaShechita and there's a Sof Shechita. And this is a sugya which I have to find for you, where he does one simon with one machshava, and he does the other simon with a different machshava. So that's called avoda achas, but we're splitting it into tchila shchita and sof shchita. In other words, basically, what we're saying is that in the final maskan of Tosfos, it's not enough to have a L'shem Pesach when you shech the first Simon. You have to have a L'shem Pesach when you shech the second Simon. And therefore, Bavoda Achas, he must declare that for the entire course of this Avoda, meaning from beginning to end, including not only the first Simon, but the second as well, he's shechting it L'shem Pesach. And if the Mishnah doesn't require that, it must be that the Mishnah is holding stomach L'shma done. Rabosai, is this really so? Again, if I look at Rashi and I see that Rashi's talking about Sof Shechita, splitting as it were the Shechita into two parts, I take Tosfos, who says that this Rashi is supported by Rav Papa's Avoda Achas and that side in his Sofek, then the conclusion I think is crystal clear. That what we're talking about is one simon and then another simon. Rabosai. What I'm going to say now is a little bit way out, but I think this is wrong. It's got to be wrong. Because if there's a halacha of lishma in the first simon and a second halacha of lishma in the second simon, then that's called in the language of Rapapa Shtei Avodos. You can yell and scream and call it Avoda Achas from now until Mashiach Zeit, but it's not Shtei Avodos in the conceptual framework of Rav Papa, Because again, going back to the Rashi Adav Samach, Rashi says that what is Shtei Avodos, says Rashi, it's Shtei Avodos Chashuvos Zukazu Lifsol Es HaZevach. So in other words, your criterion for Avoda Achas as opposed to Shtei Avodos, how do you make that call? How do you, you know, what's your litmus test? Is the question is, what would passel the carbon? Every Avoda needs Lishma, or in the flip side, if there's a Machshava Shalom Lishma, that passels that Avoda, and therefore the whole enterprise is passel. If we're saying now that each Simon needs Lishma, then basically from this perspective, we have a case of Shtei Avodos. Leave out the psychology here, Rabosai. Just think in conceptual, abstract terms. What Rabbi Meir says is, we need, in order to apply the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon, Shtei Avodos HaMachisho Zuitzu. So if you do one avoda, or you do one tmura on one animal, and you have L'shem Ol and L'shem Shlomim, that's called Shtei Machshavos HaSosro Zuitzu. But once you have two different entities, which in the language of Rapop is called what? Shtei Avodos, then even Rav Meir drops the ball, and even Rav Meir is saying there's no Tfos Lashon Rishon. Now if I take one Avoda and I apply, okay, you don't want to call it Einstein, but we'll call it just splitting the atom, and we take that Avoda, we split into two, we have one Siman and then another Siman, and I must have a Lishma in each Siman, then by definition that's called Shtei Avodos. Again, don't misunderstand me. I'm not creating a new avoda here. You know, the magic number is four. I'm not adding a fifth avoda. That's not my intention. What I'm saying is that in terms of whether Rabbi Meir would argue Tfos Lashon Rishon or not, this case of two simanim would be Shtei Avodos.
Rashi shouldn't say.
Well, again, Rashi and Pesachim is not going into the issue of splitting Shechita into two parts. That's not his primary, agenda. But my problem is the Rashi here in Zvachim, because Rashi in Zvachim speaks about Sof Shechita, and he says that the Sof Shechita was Bistoma. And when I hear the word Sof Shechita, I have no doubt in my mind that Rashi is referring to the second Simon. And Tosus dubs it Avoda Achas. And Tosus thinks that the support text for Rashi is going to be Avoda Achas in Rav Papa in Pesachim, which means that you need a Machshav of Lishma, and there's going to be a Psul of Shalol Lishma for both Simonim. And that's called Sof Shechita. So not only the Tchila Shechita has Lishma, the Sof Shechita has to be Lishma.
So how do you have an example of a single avoda with two different machshavos?
Oh, the answer is that's going to be a rezu tmuras ol a rezu tmuras shlamim, where the man does the shechita and he says, "I'm doing the shechita for the sake of both ola and shlamim." I'm sorry, for the sake of both pesach and shlamim. That's what I call a quantitative avoda achas, not a qualitative. Do you follow my point? There are two ways of splitting Shechita. One way is to take Shechita and split it down the middle, like Shlomo Melech, you know, split the baby in half, right? And you have the Tchila Shechita, you have the Sof Shechita. My argument is that would be called Avodah, that would be called Shtei Avodos. You want to talk about Avodahas, then talk about the Shechita as one entity. Just like in the case of an animal, that you want to convert this animal into both Ola and Shlomim. So comes along Rabbi Yosef, he says, if that's what you want to do, Shkayach, that's exactly what you're going to do. And now we're going to have to sell the animal and buy two karbanos, right? What would be the parallel case in which regard to Karban Pesach, Rabbi Meir would argue against Rabbi Yosef, disagree with him and say, no, he meant Tmuras Ola, and then he switched he had a change of heart, and now he wants to make a Tmuras Shlomim, and Tfos Lashon Rishon, we're going to take what he says at first. The parallel case would be, if the man made a double statement with regard to his Shechita, and he declared that this Shechita should be for the sake of both Pesach and Shlomim. If he made such a statement, that would be avoda achas, and that's where Rabbi Meir would say tfos loshen rishon, because here it's shtei machshavos amachishos zuitzu, and you have to reconcile according to Rabbi Meir which machshava it registers on the Richter scale, and the answer is tfos loshen rishon. So what I'm suggesting is that if you want to bring a support text to Rashi from the sugya of avoda achas of Rav Papa, then talk about avoda achas as something that's inseparable, undivisible, if there's such a word in English. Indivisible, I mean to say. And that would be if he took the avoda, whatever it is, called shchita, call it whatever, but let's talk about shchita, and he said that this shchita in Gansin, you know, mitchilosim at sofo, should be Pesach and Shlom. And that you can't do. That's Shtei Machshavos HaMachisho Suetzu. But in the case of splitting the Karpa Pesach, the Shchita, into two parts, Siman Aleph and Siman Beis, that's not Shtei Machshavos Suetzu. Both Machshavos have a right to demand, recognize me. Just like in the case of two Avodos, Rashi says that each Avoda has a right to say, you recognize me as a Machshava, whether it's Lishma, Shalom, Lishma. The same thing applies to two Simanim. So what I want to ask you here, Abosai, just to save myself the photocopying, is do you have this sefer called Nefesh Tova Chelek Aleph? Mm-hmm. Chelek Aleph? Mm-hmm. Okay? If Sammy was here, I would say, I'm not asking you to spend another 40 shekel, it's only Chelek Aleph. And take a look, if you will, let me just find it for a second. Okay, it's Simon or Os Lamed Dalid. Again, in my version, it's Page Lamed Hey, but I'm sure by you it's Lamed Vav or something like that. But the main thing is to find Os Lamed Dalid.
Lamed Vav.
I'm sorry, I meant to say Lamed Dalid.
No, Lamed Vav is the top.
The top of the page will say Lamed Vav on it. Okay, everybody have that? So that saves me the hassle of photocopying. Okay. Now, the entire first paragraph is just a ha'ataka, meaning he's just copying Tosfos, Rashi, and the sugya of Rav Papa. Okay? And the last thing that you'll see on that paragraph is a quote from Rashi in Psachim, and he summarizes Rashi by saying, I underlined it in my edition, that's up to you if you want to do the same, it's four lines up from the bottom of that first paragraph. Kol avoda yesh la toras machshava b'fnei atzma. You see such a thing? That I think is his. He captures. You know, this is Rashi in one tamtzit, in one sentence. That Rashi's saying that when does Rabbi Meir's tfos loshen rishon apply in the case of avoda achas? That I'm sorry. When does Rabbi Meir agree that you don't apply Tfos Loshen Rishon, but rather it's not Shtei Machshavos Asos Rezuetzu? That's going to be the case of Shtei Avodos, because Kol Avoda Yesh Ba Toras Machshava B'fnei Atzma. So far, so good. The Hiksha Grids, second paragraph. The Lefi HaMavur, based on everything that we know, Nimtza, it should come out the following. Kishayesh makom l'shtei hamachshavos l'chul, meaning if each machshava can be chal on something, do you follow what he's saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to introduce the word chefzi because maybe it'll throw you for a loop here, but what I'm saying is, and it doesn't have to be a chefzi, it could be a pu'ula, it could be an action as well, but if you can argue that the machshava is relevant and maybe even obligatory and necessary in each of two things, then in such a case, Rabbi Meir picks up his hands and he says, guess what? Gamal sof, afal sof, dvarav nitpas, right? In other words, each machshava or each statement is relevant to itself. Right, that's what he calls Yesh Makom L'Shtei HaMachshavos Lachul. Is then you don't say Tfos Loshen Rishon. There's no battle here between the two machshavos, because the machshava could be chal here vis-a-vis this, the machshava could be chal here vis-a-vis that. And that would be the case of Shtei Avodos. Oh. Now he asks the following question. What happens, Liyitzuyer, you had one avoda where there was room within that one single avoda for Shtei Machshavos Lacho? Forget about the Brisker Rebbe is saying we're making a big mistake here. We're not thinking out of the box. You know, we're so used to thinking this is one avoda, this is another one, this is a third one, and therefore it's impossible to take one avoda and say yesh makom l'shtei amachshavos lachol. That's not so. If Lo Yitzur, I could take an avoda, a single avoda, and I can prove to you that yesh makom l'shtei amachshavos lachol, that would make it for our purposes into shtei amachshavos. And therefore he says af ba'avoda achas b'shchita mishkachas lei sheyachulu shtei amachshavos. And he has a sugya on daf lamed. Okay, if we have time, Beli Neder, we'll go through the sugya on daf lamed. I'm not sure that we'll have time today because, you know, mincha is always coming up in the... Kigon, shachat simon rishon l'shem pesach u'simon sheni l'shem shlomed, which is the sugya on daf lamed. Ve'al karchach tzarech lomo l'fi zeh, we have no choice. De'madav esafdolig b'gemara shom, that maybe in the case of Avoda Achas, Rabbi Meir would therefore apply the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon, Hainu, it would have to be Kishachoshav Bivas Achas, Mamish, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim. Be also Chelek Avoda, Mamish. Meaning in that Simon. I said it a little differently. I thought you could say it this way, that he has a machshava that the entire shechita mitchilos v'atzofo should be both l'shem pesach and l'shem shlomim. He says that in one particular chelek, I guess one simon, he has both of these machshavas simultaneously l'shem pesach and l'shem shlomim. Again, you know, he's not clarifying the technical logistical question. How would you know that he has in mind both these machshavas? I think.
Just say it out loud.
He has to say it out loud. And that's, I think, logistically, is what he's talking about. He's going to have to make a declaration that I'm shechting the veshet for both Pesach and Shlomim. And once he makes that statement, then we apply the principle of Rabbi Meir. Tell me, my friend, Adoni Anichvad, are you shechting this veshet for the purpose of Pesach or the purpose of Shlomim? You can't have it both. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And therefore, in the case of Tmura, Rabbi Meir says it becomes a Tmuras Ola, not a Tmuras Ola Ushlamim. That's called Tfos Lashon Rishon. And in this case, where he declares that he has both L'shem Pesach and L'shem Shlamim, we take the first Lashon and it becomes L'shem Pesach. And that's why, in this case, which is now called Avoda Achas within that Simon, that half of the Shechita, Rabbi Meir would say that the carbon is kosher. And that's why Rabbi Papa says that our Mishnah cannot square off with Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir would say the carbon is kosher. He would not say Tfos Lashon Achron, Apik Vadvarim Adonithas, because there's a Sira in that very same Chelek Shal Avoda. Vehine Lefi Zeh. Alright, so my problem was Rashi says Sof Shchita. That's not his problem. He's not bothered by that. Vehine Lefi Zeh, Yef Shalom de Sugyan Azla.
Wow.
This is mamish. I'm telling you, Rabbi Osef, if you're with me up till here, it was worth hearing the Shia just for this next line. This is what I call checkmate. You know, but not a checkmate that you could have foreseen. You know, you have to really be a master chess player. And that's what the Brisker Rebbe is saying. The Gemara says that there's no proof that stoma is kilishma. Why? Because this case is different than the case of stoma. Here we're going to apply the principle of kala oseh al das rishona hu oseh. Frank the Brisker Rebbe, how can you say such a thing? The man declared that he has two machshavos on this very maisa. This is what he calls it, chelek me'avod. He wants it to be both l'shem Pesach and l'shem Shlomim. How can you begin to say that kol ha'osel das rishono ha'osel? What was his Das Rishona? His Das Rishona was both for Pesach and for Shlomim.
No,
Das
Rishona.
What do you say? No, here's the deal. Rabbi Meir says Tfos Lashon Rishon, correct? So therefore, in the case of Avoda Achas, he's going to say that the carbon is kosher. The Gemara is saying now, I have a proof that the carbon would be kosher if he had no machshav at all. That's called stum, right? So Gemara says, no, in this case, and again, Rashi interprets this case and Tosis waves the banner of Rashi as being Avoda Achas, and we say that Avoda Achas for Rabbi Meir means that he wants it to be both X and Y at the same time. Because again, if he wants one Simon to be L'shem Pesach and the other Simon L'shem Shlomim, even Rabbi Meir would agree that the carbon is possible. So that's not called Avoda Achas. When does Rabbi Meir say the carbon is kosher but Torah's Avoda Achas? That's only if he wanted the entire Avoda to be both L'shem Shlomim and L'shem Pesach. Similar to Harezet Muras Ola, Harezet Muras Shlomim. If that be the case, if that's what Tosis means, supporting Rashi with Avoda Achas, which would mean that again, Rabbi Meir would say Tfos Lashon Rishon, right? Tfos Lashon Rishon. If that's the case, then what does the Gemara say here? I'm going to reject your principle, your proof for Stom and Kilishma Adam, because I'm going to say that here it's not a case of Stom and Kilishma. Here's a case of Kala'os Al Das Rishonu Osa. What do you mean Kala'os Al Das Rishonu? The whole point here of Avoda Achas here is to tell you that his Das was for both Pesach and Shlomim. Let's read it inside. He says, so simultaneously he wanted both machshavos. Again, in this case, that it's chal on one avoda, so even Rabbi Meir agrees that you can't say two things at once. So if it's amira, then he's going to have to indicate that I'm about to say two things at once. Is lo shayach al zetirutz haGemara the osal das rishona, or the second answer of the Gemara with the sefer hochiyah sofal tchiloso? V'chein lo shayach lodin v'kaygavna al stomu lishma. Wow, this is even more radical. He says the whole din of the sugya and the stomu lishma is completely out of place. Sharebioso chelik mamish choshev gam shalol lishma. On that very simon, he had in mind l'shem shlomim. If that be the case, that's not called mistoma. The al korchach the sugya and azla latzad the beis avodos tran. Our sugya would make no sense unless you're assuming the beis avodos. The mk mal chichu atosus kapirish Rashi based on the tzad and Rav Papa that the avoda achas tran came in the sugya and lomis ba eres lefioso tzad. The only way you could justify our sugya is to assume that we're talking about shtei avodos. If we're talking about avoda achas, then the whole sugya makes no sense. To say that al das rishona hu osa, and then to call it mistoma when he had both machshavos in mind in avoda achas. What is going on here? The only way of salvaging this sugya is to assume shtei avodos. And Tosis quotes the avoda achas as the proof to Rashi's pshat on this very sugya. And in the next paragraph, which I'll try to just rush up a little bit, he has another proof that our sugya here in Zvachim is talking about shtei avodos. And he says the following. The Gemara wants to suggest in Psachim that according to Rabbi Yossi, if a person has one machshava be'avoda achas of lishma and shalol lishma, the avoda is an avoda psula because af bigmar dvarav adam nitfas lechora hachsvar de nitfas besov dvar shaycha rakim bonu lifsol es avoda mishum din machshava poselis. They came in the nitfas bigmar dvarav, so he has also machshava of l'shem shlom shalol l'shmo lahachi after chishem mitchilas avoda l'shma V'ikamakom yachol b'sofa lifsol b'machshava poselis of shalol lishma. Ach im banu lifsol mitzad head there machshavas lishma. In the absence of machshavas lishma, lo shayach lomar she posel mishum zeh. Came the machashi posel zman mamish lishma v'yein kan head there machshava. If you're assuming that it's one avoda, then how can you talk about a head there machshavas lishma? He had a machshavas lishma. All right, we'll have to stop here. Anyway, if anybody has time to go through this paragraph Lechora, okay. It's very gishmak. Okay, it's good.